Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. As the result of a May ruling by the U.S. trade officials to slap tariffs on Chinese solar imports that have shipped since February 2012, small U.S. solar firms are having to pay some $100 million in retroactive tariffs unless they can get them overturned, reports Maria Gallucci at Inside Climate News. In some cases, the tariffs amount to two or three times the original costs of the panels. The tariffs were placed in response to U.S. solar panel manufacturers who said that unfairly priced Chinese panels, subsidized by the Chinese government, have led to the loss of about 2,000 American jobs. But this pits U.S. solar manufacturers against U.S. panel installers who say the tariffs could lead to the loss of 60,000 American jobs. Both the tariffs and retroactive duties are preliminary. Decisions will be made in October independently by the Department of Commerce and in November by the U.S. International Trade Commission to uphold or partly or fully strike down the tariffs. Meantime, fallout will likely dampen trade in Chinese solar panels and the U.S. solar installation market. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.